Greetings and welcome, everyone. It's All You Can Geek Movie Cast, episode 320. I'm one of your hosts, Jim Gass, joined by Mike Sneedy.
What's up?
Corey Fineside.
Yo, yo.
And Tony Korkanakis.
Yo, yo.
Welcome, guys. Welcome, listeners. Welcome, viewers, to episode 320. Whew. It's a nice round number, guys. Getting up there. 320.
Yeah.
It's woof.
Still going.
Yeah.
We're still around.
Somehow. Somehow. Wow. Did you guys get your Rogue One tickets?
No. Yeah, sure did. I got my shirt on, too.
Not sure if I'll have the time to go at that time.
Where'd you get that from?
Kohl's, actually. It's pretty nice.
Those are good shirts. Yeah. Is that a hoodie?
Yeah, it's a hoodie.
Nice. I'm going to have to go look at that. Cool. Anyways, so Rogue One tickets were on sale starting on Monday, so hopefully you got them because
they did pretty well.
Yeah, second largest pre-sale of tickets ever. Obviously, number one, Star Wars.
The Force Awakens.
The Fork Awakens.
The Fork Awakens. Woo! Yeah, guys. Woo! I mean, that's... How big is this movie going to be?
Yeah. Big, but not last year. Force Awakens.
It's not. Yeah,
I mean, it's gonna be 250. They're predicting around 130.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could do 130.
Oh, I think you can definitely do 130. I'm wondering, can you guys think you could do 160?
If the reviews are strong, it could definitely hit.
Yeah,
I think it's possible.
And everything's getting
higher than the projections, which hasn't happened too much lately.
Everything is kind of getting out of the way as well. Like, you're not seeing anything being released that's really significant either.
Well, it's Star Wars. You get out of the way with Star Wars always. That's the one thing you learn, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Last year, that thing dominated the box office, and I expect... I'm thinking this can pull 160. Like, I'm getting more and more psyched the closer we get. Obviously, I'm a fanboy. And I'm rewatching the original trilogy, not the original, the prequel trilogy now. So I'll have that rewatched and episode 7 probably before I see Rogue One. So
cool.
I can tell you that The Phantom Menace is a shit movie. Like, wow.
Really? I've only been saying that for like 15 years.
Yes, yes. Well, here's the thing. Like, I didn't rewatch it last time I rewatched this because I did the machete style thing where you just do, you know, 4, 5, 2, 3, 6. And it doesn't make 2 much better. It made 3 somewhat better. But I skipped 1. So rewatching 1 again was pretty fucking painful. Jar Jar Binks wasn't the only bad thing in that movie, guys.
No, he's just the scapegoat.
Yeah, no, he is. The fact that an 8-year-old kid saves the universe and nobody else can do shit kind of makes you like get kind of upset.
Hmm.
Like, here you go, adults, do something, and nope, let the 8-year-old win it all for you all. He can fly a jet into something and you guys can't. So, all while he's exclaiming, yippee.
Now this is pod racing.
Yeah.
Now this is podcasting.
I told this story to my girlfriend, actually, about...
Jake Lloyd.
How he got arrested for a DUI. I'm like, yeah. And the first comment I saw on the article was, now this is pod racing. So, yeah. All right. Let's get into the box office, guys, before we get into the news and obviously Rogue One's coming. So at number one was, that Disney movie, right? Is it a Disney movie?
Yeah. Mona.
Moana. It's Moana. I had it right. Oh, Corey, I had it right.
No, I'm saying even it's Moana. It looks like, you know. Like,
even a broken clock is right twice a day.
They,
I get them right every now and again.
I think they had to change the name in another country because of the insinuation of what the name was or something.
What?
Okay. Yeah. I think it's close to some German word for something dirty. I don't even know what. I read that somewhere, too.
Yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm. All right. I wish I knew what the word meant. I'm looking it up.
See?
It depends on what country you're, you know.
Just makes you curious enough.
Yeah. See, now I'm wondering.
Well, it kind of reminds me of when they made that sequel to Meet the Parents called Meet the Fockers. Mm-hmm. Like, they're originally, like, you can't make that, like, the title. It's not even, like, a word. It, like, no, it's not even, like, a last name. And they're like, no, no, it has to be. So they searched the world until they actually found a family named the Fockers. And we're like, yeah, we did it, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so it means ocean. Anyways, so box office again. Let's go back. So number one, Moana, 56.7 million. Moana, sorry. Fantastic Beasts.
I was going to say it.
When I said it, I'm like,
you said it right the first time.
I know.
You messed it up the second time.
I know. I said it right. I'm like, fuck. So I'm like, I gotta go back and admit my mistake. Moana, number one, 56.7 million. Fantastic Beasts at number two at 45 million, which is.
That's a pretty good.
Fucking respectable, man.
Yeah.
Fucking respectable.
I still have to see that. I really would like to see that, actually.
Same here. Maybe that's a Tuesday night kind of movie next week.
Oh, definitely a Tuesday night movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Just call yourselves Harry Potter fans. Even I've seen it.
Well, in our defense in the film, it doesn't say Harry Potter anywhere on it.
Nor is Harry Potter in the film.
Technically, how, like, this is Rogue One, a Star Wars story, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, because Darth Vader is in this.
Yeah.
I could say something right now.
No, I'll take it back. I didn't say anything. So that's number two out of nice, respectable 45 mil. Doctor Strange at three at 13.8 now has crossed 700 million worldwide. Woo!
Nice.
Best solo film in Marvel history.
Now. Is that upward trending or is it downward trending?
For solo films,
Hold up, trend down.
I'm taking neutral ground here and saying upward trending for the solo movies.
Yeah, because all the solo character movies happened way back in phase one. Aside from Ant-Man.
Oh, we got Ant-Man.
Ant-Man was shit, yeah.
It wasn't shit.
The movie was fine. Box office compared to the other stuff didn't do as well, but
yeah, it was a good movie. We're going to get Black Panther. Do you think that's going to downward trend, Mike? I'll get this. We'll bring
compared to this movie, yes, yeah. Yes, for sure.
I don't think so.
Sure,
I'll bet. You know?
Oh,
I'll
wow!
I'll bet. I have data behind me. So.
Well, what time is it? When is the release for Black Panther?
Is a little skewed because Black Panther's been on screen already. This was the first time Doctor Strange has ever been on screen.
That's the thing. Black Panther will beat him, and the reason for this is if you just looked around the interest in that character from just the small part he had in the movie. I'm not talking from us. I'm talking about from kids. My nephew dressed as Black Panther for Halloween.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah,
that's cool. That's awesome. Yeah. I just laugh because it's like.
Yeah,
just, you know, thinking about it, it's like, but that's the thing is kids don't care, you know, that's the awesome thing about it. It's like kids don't care. It's like, yeah, I'll be black, I'll be white, I'll be, you know, North America, whatever. I'll be fucking whatever. I just want to be my favorite character. Yeah.
Kids have an unbiased opinion until they are given a biased opinion. So that's what I love to watch about, like, kids. Like, but the fact that he, like, knew that character and wanted to be him. Think about the movie for that. I mean, that's going to extrapolate that out for just adults wanting to see it. Plus, you're going to draw a kid crowd now. So
yeah, I have seen merchandise for Black Panther at, like, Target and stuff like that. I'm like, that's weird. Like,
no, it's popular. He's very popular with the kids. Like the little, like, my nephew's seven and he's into superheroes and he was going to go as Captain America and instead chose Black Panther.
Now, do you think that this will? You're saying this is going to be better worldwide? Or totally?
Yeah, I think worldwide. Yeah, absolutely. It's got more of an international appeal, anyways. I think
More than Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're right. The name there, Mike, makes sense. But overall, the I'm going on character on this one, not by actor. I'm going to go by character. Like, I think the character
taps into an underserved demographic, perhaps. But I don't know.
I don't think it's going to be Doctor Strange.
I think it will.
Worldwide.
I mean,
again, I don't know what time of the year does it come out.
But again, it's screwed. That's a big difference. It's skewed.
It is, and it's 2018, right? This movie. I don't have what the heck's the release date?
Not next year. That's for sure.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out where
Spider-Man.
It took the
Inhuman slot.
2018. I just don't have a
probably early. I'm guessing early. I'm gonna say before May.
Yeah, I don't. I'm looking for a release date right now, and I can't find it. Right now, it's February 16th of 2018. So it's a Valentine's movie. No,
it's gonna do less.
Okay, I'll bet. No,
I'll bet.
It's there. Bet it's it. Done.
It's done. All right. I'll bet it.
All right, done. Lock it up. I'm going to write that one down in the announcements tomorrow.
We're talking worldwide total now.
Worldwide total, yes.
Not opening weekend, which I normally do.
No, worldwide total.
Okay, all right. So yes, I think I'm confident in saying a Benedict Cumberbatch movie in, when was that?
November.
Was that this month, November still? Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
In November will do better than a February Black Panther movie, yes.
Okay. All right. Done.
This
lock
is
it up.
Doctor Strange has beat Deadpool worldwide, right?
Didn't
that? I don't know. Did it?
I think that did 800 million, didn't it? I
thought Deadpool did a shit ton.
Now we're all looking things up. 782.
Yeah.
Okay, close. So it could. I mean, we're only
there's a solo superhero movie. Uh-oh, downward trending.
What?
You can make up whatever with these little technicalities.
Mike, it's going to beat this. It might beat this. 782 it
should.
Did.
I think it should beat that.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Now what? Still upward trending.
So they're totally different things, too. It's a different...
Now it's different. Now it's different because it's going to beat it.
But you're the one that just drew that comparison.
Yeah, because I'm talking about the ridiculousness of picking and choosing little qualifiers to say things.
Mm-hmm. It's very finicky.
Oh, the number one solo debut character, not including that. Oh, well, wait, we started way back at phase one in like 2010. That's what we're comparing it to. When things were still upward trending.
And ticket prices were not as high.
Yeah, and not everyone watching it in IMAX 3D, but...
Well, I mean, the IMAX treatment's going everywhere, so... I'll just have data behind me. Next Black Panther movie, when it beats it...
Well, we'll you're saying data, Jim, but you're actually just saying you saw your nephew in a Black Panther costume.
No, I'm just looking at the merchandising that's out there, kids wearing shirts. Like, you get to see, like, the interest in these kids.
Well, because it's characters are on screen already.
Shirts.
As soon as Doctor Strange came out, like, I saw a bunch of Doctor Strange t-shirts in the store. Doesn't mean...
Sure, but I didn't see kids wearing them.
It's hard to wear.
It's been a couple weeks.
Looks like this thing.
I'm just saying, like, the appeal to kids is not Doctor Strange, it's Black Panther.
Yeah, and I don't think that necessarily means it's going to be Doctor Strange.
No, but I think it has an easier time because it's drawing more of a crowd that way.
Mm-hmm. But the thing that's going to get me is that the reason I wouldn't bet is because he's already been on screen. So
that might not hurt him, though. That might help him.
That's what I'm saying, too.
But I know, but...
How are you saying that if you're disagreeing with me?
What?
You're saying that it won't do more than this movie.
He says that's the reason he's not betting.
Oh.
That's all.
Oh. I'm not betting just because February is a fucking wild card.
Oh, it is.
It's such a wild card.
I'll take the wild card. I always do. I'll bet like crazy. I don't care. I'll do what I want. All right. Allied was number 4 and Arrival is number 5. So there's your box office. Pretty strong week for the box office, actually. November's had a good month. And they're projecting December to be very, very strong, too. So, of course, it has Rogue One coming. So, yeah. Yeah, man. Back to the – let's go movie news here. We'll talk about Power Rangers. Did anybody see the Alpha 5 concept art?
Oh, my God, dude. I was like, what is this garbage? Like, absolute fucking garbage.
It was terrible. I've been trying to give this movie –
the benefit of the doubt.
Yes. You know, I kind of like, what's her name as Rita?
Elizabeth Banks.
Elizabeth Banks as Rita. I like the look.
They had a new image of her out, too.
Yeah, I think that her character seems
she
interesting from the
trailer. She absolutely looks like the Green Ranger.
Yeah, yeah. She'll be the Green Ranger without a doubt, but that's going to be the big twist of the movie. But I wanted to give this thing a chance, but... That looks fucking terrible. Like, it looks horrible.
They're just uglying up everything they can about this movie, it looks like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, what else? Billy Dee Williams. Billy Dee Williams was once... Yeah, Lando. Was
Lando himself.
Not only Lando Calrissian, but he did play Harvey Dent. Mayor? I can't remember if he was mayor at that time or he was district attorney still. He was district attorney in Batman.
He's probably just district attorney still.
Well, he was never mayor in the... I didn't know if they called him that, though, in the Burton movie. But anyway, so Billy Dee Williams played Harvey Dent originally in the 1989 Batman movie. Never got the chance to be Two-Face, though, as Burton's movies did not continue after the second one. However, is now voicing Two-Face in Lego Batman coming out next year, so I'm pretty psyched for that. Makes me more excited.
It's pretty funny.
That movie just looks like it's going to be so much fun. So that's February of 2017. Next couple months away. Not far.
Yeah, not too far.
Yeah. Looking forward to that one. Netflix launches on offline mode today, so you can watch shows on mobile devices only.
Like, yeah, you can download shows.
Yeah, a few shows. Update.
Not everything. I think right now Marvel stuff and Disney stuff is not working.
So, oh, okay. They didn't allow that.
It's like Stranger Things and stuff like of
original
that ilk.
Content, at least.
Yeah. That's good, though. The original content you can get. Not the Marvel stuff, though, right? Daredevil, you can't.
Right. For right now. I think we will see that eventually.
It's a test. It's a test run. They've been talking about this for a long time because Amazon, to an extent, lets you do this as well.
Yep.
So I'm pretty happy to see this. So I don't know. I mean, it's more appeal for Netflix. Yeah, I mean, it's more appeal because, I mean, for instance, when I go to visit my friend out in Western Pennsylvania, he's got satellite internet. Have you ever tried to do this? Yeah. It is 1.5 megs. You can't do Netflix, but at least now I can like prep ahead and download a couple to my iPad and then go out there. So
that's awesome.
You mean the always online future is not for people in Pennsylvania?
No, not in Pennsylvania. There's a difference here.
That's what, 90% of Pennsylvania?
No, it's got to expand. We are shooting ourselves in the foot for our internet in this country. Like Japan, European countries, third world countries.
Japan is much smaller than us geographically. It's easier for them.
So many nations that are less developed in other areas are more developed in internet. And there's it's because of
a bunch of other problems too that are similar.
It's because of the wanting to make a buck.
I would worry about the health industry.
Personally, I have a 1 terabyte data limit because I'm Comcast. So if I go over 1 terabyte, they start charging me an overage. Have you tried streaming 4K? Like it's not. I can't do it.
Well, why would you do that if you don't have a 4K television?
You're right, but it's in the future.
Yeah,
sure. Tell me I'm not going to have a 4K TV next year. Sure, we all know sure. I'm going to. So.
Jim, we never know. You might have a 4K TV tomorrow. Oh, guys, look at this.
And then you'll sell it back for store credit.
I saw it at the store. It followed me home.
There's been way too many issues with these 4K TVs with HDR not working, the different formats.
How would you know if HDR wasn't working or not?
Because do you know how much research I do on this, Mike?
I do research.
Like, not only that, but Reddit, like I follow Reddit stuff for PS4 Pro, the Reddit subreddit for PS4 Pro. Like 75% of the posts on that are TVs working with the Pro, and it's most of them are issues with HDR kind of being in and out and being like wrong colors or black and white or a TV not even reading the PlayStation Pro properly because it doesn't have the right firmware. It's basically telling me, wait for this batch of 4K TVs. Buy one when they come out with the new models next year, because then they'll have it ironed out. Because there's all kinds of issues, not just with PS4 Pro, but it's also with Xbox One S. They're having issues with compatibility, not a 4K, but like HDR mostly. And the reason I wouldn't get a 4K TV without getting HDR. So I did a lot of research, like a shit ton of research. Samsung TV, number one TV out there, by the way, the KS8000 for 4K. For those wondering, now I'm going nerd on you all. For those wondering, the KS8000 model from Samsung is the one you see at Best Buy right now for probably $1,100. You could have gotten it for $1,000 at Black Friday, but you'll get it cheaper in March. That one right now has a panel issue where there's every 100, like two of them have a backlight issue, a bleed, where it's up in the bottom and the top are just terrible light bleeding on it, which for me is like, I know I'm getting that one, so I'm not buying that TV right now. Like, we know I'm getting that one with all the issues I have with my technology, so I'm not getting that. And that's the TV that everybody says has the best latency. I like personally LG TVs. Personally, I like them. Latency on those, the lag, the millisecond lag for with HDR mode on, it's like 80 milliseconds. You can't play games with that. Yeah, I can't play. Not that I'm playing Overwatch at the moment, but I can't, when I get back to it, I can't play it competitively. Not for that. So my favorite company, LG, I can't buy their TVs. Mm-hmm. I might as well wait. So I'm looking at Vizio. Vizio is very good as well. However, latency issues, they're not there yet. Plus, the P-Series TVs, which are the good ones, having massive problems right now with PlayStation 4 Pro compatibility. Just not reading it. So I'm telling you guys, I did a shit ton of research because I was that close to buying one on Black Friday. I was close. I'm probably shocked y'all I didn't buy one, but I didn't. So anyway,
we expected it.
I bought a bunch of movies. I know, but I didn't. I talked myself. I had it in
my car. That's good, Jim. That's good.
So, and I don't like Sony products. Considering I own a PlayStation Pro, but I don't like Sony products. TV wise, I just don't like them. Nope, just my own personal preference there. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I have much that people can yell at me about that. Our viewers and listeners, I'm sorry if you like that stuff. But I have very bad luck with electronics, and they're not very highly rated. So.
Yeah, I haven't heard good things.
Yeah, I'll stick with my LGs and my Vizios, which, believe it or not, Vizio I have good luck with. Samsung I've never really used, so. But all right, that's enough of that. Back to news. Inhumans, we talked about it last week. Now we have a premiere date. Premiere date's going to be September 26th on ABC next year.
Yeah.
Supposed to be around September 1st in IMAX, because it's giving it – they want to do a two-week run in IMAX for the first two episodes, so it'll be about 80 minutes. Of that show in IMAX. They don't have a price yet. I'm guessing we're going to get a price like next week, the way this news is working. Every week we got something new to talk about it from this show. But I find it weird, the timing for that, don't you? It'll air the same time as S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Hmm. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
That's kind of depending what I was saying.
If it's got something to do with it.
Wait, do I have a bet with you, Mike, that S.H.I.E.L.D. is going to be canceled?
I do. No, I think. Oh, maybe I don't think
we didn't make a bet, but I
definitely brought up a lot that S.H.I.E.L.D. was going away and this was going to take its place.
I said between it going to 10 o'clock and these plans, it's not looking good for next season. Well, that's all.
The ratings are strong though for that show right now, so very very good for that show.
Okay.
Anyway, so what else? And so I'm looking forward to the Inhumans. I'm actually hoping that they tease on the show. Something for that, you know. I hope we get back to it because it's like they really haven't talked about it this season so far with all the Ghost Rider stuff going on.
They're getting into it a little.
They are. I mean, they had that guy from this episode, so I'm wondering what that is all about. So, but I am caught up on that. Let's get into what we've been up to.
No, I just want to ask you guys real quick: is it true that Rogue One's not going to have a opening scroll?
That's true. There's no opening crawl.
Yeah, you guys were upset about that before.
I was. I am. That's Star Wars staple.
But it's not mainline, so.
Yeah, but no. The Rebels shows aren't mainline, and they.
TV shows can do whatever they want, though.
Clone Wars didn't, though.
Did Clone Wars didn't?
No,
something had like, originally.
Not all of them. Some of them did.
The Clone Wars, the first movie had it.
Yeah, but the series didn't have it. They had a narrator going every episode,
right,
remember?
Right, but
it takes too long for a half-hour show.
Yeah, I'm shocked though for a major movie release they didn't do this. I don't know. Yeah. I'm just still shocked.
I think that they want to intentionally differentiate that it's not, you know.
It was funny though. The first comment on that article, the rumor was like, so this really is the Rogue One.
I mean, I don't know. This movie looks really good. I hope it's very good. I'm worried that my expectations are too high for this movie. I'm just such a big Star Wars fan right now.
They might be, but I would really be surprised if this movie was legitimately like bad.
They said that no sequel, no matter what, for this. Because
I
think they're definitely going to wrap it up in this movie. Well, I don't see how they can not have a sequel, because considering there already technically are sequels to this movie.
That and I don't know the story of what we're going to get in this movie, but we have never heard of these characters for the rest of the time. It doesn't bode well for them. That's all I'm saying. I don't know what they're going to do, but it's weird that we've never heard of these characters since.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But, you know, we already know of one character death from the Comic-Con panel. So, all right. Let's get into what I've been up to, guys. Mike, kick it off.
Okay.
I'm caught up, so let's talk.
All right.
I've been sick and I've watched everything.
Okay, there's I watched a couple shows and like I haven't in a while heard this much like complaining about shows on the internet that nothing really that crazy happened, but two shows I watched that people were very upset about. The first one was Supergirl. I've caught three-ish episodes of this show all time. I saw the premiere.
You saw the premiere, which was good.
I can't find the second episode anymore.
Oh, I like that episode. Both those episodes are great. And episode three.
The last few episodes, like last week's and this one.
Last week's, I thought last week's was fine, though. I think that was the one this is the one you were complaining about. The last week episode I liked. No,
the previous one when she was, like, in jail the whole time.
Oh, maybe I'm mixing them up because I just watched them together. The one with Monel is not bad.
Monel's in, like, most of them now. Like, he's, like, way too much of a focus, and he's the most vanilla character I've ever seen. But anyway. they've promoted this four-episode crossover event. And so I'm like, all right, I'll definitely watch this episode of Supergirl just to see, you know, how it leads into it. Now, I expected it to be, like, kind of just like a scene or two at the end, but it was 30 seconds. It was.
They definitely made people watch Supergirl advertising-wise. Like, that is so close. It's not a crossover episode. It had nothing to do with the crossover, and it just basically had 30 seconds of the crossover at the end of it to make it official. They really just hooked people to watch the show to try to get more people on.
And that said, the actual episode of Supergirl was kind of bad.
All right. I liked it, but...
I mean, I'm obviously not as invested in these characters because I've only seen them here and there. Yeah. And I have to say they're all pretty boring, except for her. I feel like she's the only likable character on the show.
A big gripe somebody else could have would be the fact that Jimmy Olsen is Guardian.
Oh, my God.
You guys remember Guardian from Young Justice?
Barely, but it's just...
He's got the yellow visor. He's in, like, a few episodes of Young Justice.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Jimmy Olsen. You know what my biggest problem is? Superman is shorter than Jimmy Olsen in this universe.
Jimmy Olsen is effing huge. Like, that guy...
It's just so dopey. Yeah. But whatever. Forget that. It's not even this episode. The episode was, whatever. I mean, like...
I didn't like the episode. I'm trying to think of it. I'm trying to mix them up. I thought I liked the one before that. Yeah, I'm almost certain I did. I thought that was fine. This one was whatever. I was waiting for this one for the crossover, and it never happened.
Yeah, so. It happens at the very end. Barry and Cisco show up. Spoiler alert, you don't need to watch it.
Which, by the way, you don't
you
have
see,
to watch.
You see the entire thing in Flash. Yep. Yeah, you can watch Flash.
Yeah, you can watch Flash, and you get the same stuff. So. But the crossover, the crossover episode, pretty good. I liked it.
I really liked it, actually. It felt a little rushed early on, like quick, establish these
get everybody here.
These random aliens as a villain, because there was nothing leading in with them at all on any of the shows, which is kind of dumb. But for a Flash episode, we have probably the most significant Flashpoint fallouts in this.
Still going, Mike. Still going.
I mean, like, the actual other alternate universe is done, but this, the one that will continue, is here. I normally don't like, I'll keep this kind of vague, I normally don't like mind control storylines, but I thought it was used well in this situation to make for a pretty cool spectacle.
Yep, we had to get that in this episode.
I like that a certain character was not underpowered when she could have been. I mean, okay, it's Supergirl. It's not that.
I liked her in this episode. Her and Barry on the same screen, awesome chemistry. And the same thing with Arrow Oliver and Barry.
I also liked that Oliver was shown to be competent in this episode and not, like, needing to be told what to do by Felicity. I also liked, even though I really, my biggest gripe with this, and it's been a big gripe with Flash lately, I really hate what they've done with Cisco. You've taken...
It'll be over. I just read an article. That'll be over at the end of this set. This 4 days, it'll be over.
I know, but I don't see
this four-episode run here is really about the Flashpoint 2 in the background. So that's why Flash kind of really kicked off the crossover.
Yeah.
So they said it's going to wrap up because the mid-seasons are coming up. Like,
I know.
The only thing I don't like about S.H.I.E.L.D., by the way, is I watch S.H.I.E.L.D., and it's next week's the last
episode. You get, like, an episode two, and then you have to wait, another month or two again. But anyway. but I did like Emo Cisco, as we'll call him for now, just shutting down Felicity's bullshit real quick. She tried to, like, just go into, like, getting into, like, her, oh, you should do this, and he's just like, shut the fuck up, you don't know what you're talking about.
Sisko said that to Felicity?
I'm paraphrasing a little.
No, I know. He was like...
he did tell her to, yeah, basically stop talking. That's essentially surprising. Is what he said, yeah.
Well, yeah, well, Sisko's...
he's angry right now.
Ruined now. Like, he's not fun anymore. He's, like, an emo dude.
Why is he not fun anymore?
Flashpoint.
Flashpoint happened. Oh, God. He's upset about something that changed.
So anyways, what'd you think of the episode, though, Mike? I mean,
I still really liked it. I actually liked it as someone who watches Legends because that had the most leading up into this.
Yeah, it did, apparently, and I don't watch Legends, so I missed a bunch of it, but I still liked it. I mean, I didn't get a couple of I got the spoiler about who's dead, and I got, it doesn't matter, nobody stays dead forever. And I also didn't know what was going on with the professor's daughter. I thought maybe I missed that.
She never existed before.
Yeah. So,
and he's been having like these headaches the last episode.
That's from Flashpoint.
Yeah. I thought it was real good. I'm curious to see what happens with Arrow. The premise for Arrow looks kind of shitty tonight. Yeah. because I just know it's like mostly a dream world thing, which is stupid, but maybe it'll be okay. So I'm happy about this event. It's looking pretty good so far. Seems pretty high budget for them as well.
I like what they're doing with it so far. Anybody see S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I didn't see it yet. I saw that today, actually.
I just watched it today, too. I liked it.
I saw it. I liked it, too. I
really like Ghost Rider and would like him to have his own series. I really want to see him on Netflix. Like, maybe. It just makes the most sense.
I don't know. I feel like that. they might use him up a little bit by then, I think.
Look, no, because they even have this other... I don't know. I don't know if they're going to keep him the whole season here. Like, I just don't see him being on the show the whole season.
Because he doesn't need to be. Like,
he's going to be. It's, you know, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Ghost Rider this year.
It's just, I don't think he can carry his own show.
But,
You want to put him with Punisher? Fine. That's
definitely crossovers. But that's why I want to give him a Netflix universe instead.
Let's talk about
hashtag
it.
Hashtag is not connected.
We don't have to break it down. It's fine. Not many watched it. Just
I know, but this was their sort of half-assed attempt to tie into Doctor Strange a little bit.
It did. They didn't really call it the Mirror Universe. That would have been great to call it that and just let us know that there's your, you know.
I just wanted that certain character to do the same hand motion, but not quite.
If they had done that, it would have been perfect. But
I didn't like the way it started. I'm like, oh, one of these types of stories where, you know, because this happens a lot.
Happens in shows. I'm a Star Trek fan. Trust me. I know this happens a lot. So,
but they made it okay. They wrapped it up nicely. And I'm curious to see what happens, but it is annoying we get one more episode and then have to wait again. It just makes you uninvested a little bit when you have to wait so long in between episodes.
I mean, I'm going to catch up on Rebels. There's. I also watch Supernatural, so now that those are my break fillers. So I'll catch up on all that stuff. Also, because Corey, we don't get the 100 until like April.
Forever.
So,
yeah.
Tony,
I might watch that. I know.
You're hyping it up way too much, Jim.
No, wait. After our success of Clone Wars, you got to trust us here. You got to trust us. That's what I'm saying. I'm not hyping it up.
Huh? Yeah, but for that. All right, maybe okay. That worked out. On the other hand, you have Arrow.
Arrow worked at the time.
Well, Arrow was good when we were talking, suggesting it to you. You liked Arrow.
Yeah, no, the first two seasons are good, and then
that's what we recommended.
You can't tell the future.
I can't say the 100's going to be great next season. I have no idea.
Yeah,
I can tell you what I've seen, and what I've seen is absolutely worth watching. I'm not. That's it. I mean, that's all I'm saying. Corey, you can't disagree with it.
Well, obviously,
it's a CW show, so it just seems like it's destined to fail.
I am not even going to go out.
I can't argue that point either, Tony, because I'm waiting for it, but it hasn't happened yet. So I'm just going to ride this until it does. So
how many seasons do they have? That
three.
This is going to be the fourth in April. So.
Well, I mean, at least they made it one more season than Arrow did before it got shitty.
It's just the writer doesn't. The writer doesn't care. About getting certain actors on the screen just to give him airtime. He'll write a story and that's the story.
Yeah. There was a good interview with him on IGN about that and how he's contractually obligated to put characters in every episode and he told him no, it's not happening.
Yep. He had an argument with the execs and he won.
Yeah.
There's characters you won't see for a while. Anyway, so what else is left?
So, well, speaking of that, I saw last week's Flash 2 since the last podcast and that was pretty bad. I really, the Wally storyline is irritating as hell. The Caitlin storyline makes no sense. I don't know why, unlike everyone else, getting that makes her evil. They haven't explained that at all.
Probably a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Ice cold heart.
I guess.
And, I think it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
And then, yeah, possibly. And the new villain looks like a reject from a Transformers film.
Doesn't it look like Glacier? Or Glacius? Glacius. Looks like Glacius. From
Killer Instinct.
Killer Instinct, yes.
he looks ridiculous, so. The actual Flash series, I think, is in trouble, but this crossover was good.
Yes.
And then there's The Walking Dead, which everyone is... for some reason, like, we've had episodes kind of like this a few times this season, but this was the breaking point for some people, or just people hate Tara. Because this
I
was
don't
a...
hate Tara, I just... I don't see why she got an episode. I don't see her as a character that needs an episode.
It's mostly because she's been gone for so long because the actress was pregnant. And it's like, oh, let's explain where she was, her and Heath.
But we still don't need that story. We still... she's been gone for a while, still don't need that story.
It might be important later. I feel like it probably will.
Weapons.
Yeah, and... I would love it if, like, she just gives in. I wouldn't love it, like,
so,
character-wise.
Guys, now, wait. You guys read the graphic novel? Who's all read the graphic novel?
I have.
Yeah, no.
I have, but it's
not. A bit past this point in the story.
So, is there any tribe of women?
No. This did not exist. And this was totally new, so I didn't know anything about it. Everything else this season pretty much is... very close to the graphic novel, but this was sort of something new. Maybe that's why I don't dislike it as much, just for the novelty of it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, nothing all
this is The Walking Dead for you, though. Like, I don't even have to watch the show to tell you that people are going to be like, oh, there's two episodes that are worth watching, and then the rest of them I'm going to have a hard time watching because they're going to be either boring about people I don't care about or have nothing to do with what's going on in the story. Mm-hmm. So that's what every season has been, and that's why I kind of checked out of it, and then I'll check back in when something like, you know, Negan happens, but then I'll check it out.
I mean, you sort of have to, like, value the smaller character moments, I think, in this show to really, like it mm-hmm. at this point, because mm-hmm. it's either those small character moment episodes or episodes where everyone just gets killed. So you can't do both all the time, but people were pissed. People are like, all right, this was supposed to be a game-changing season, and it's just like, this girl sees a new group, and then that's about it.
Yeah. All right, Tony.
I have not done anything in terms of
viewing
or reading.
All right.
No, I haven't.
I'm trying to think of what else I watched, like, movie-wise. I mean, I said I watched Phantom Menace. We already talked about that. I'm trying to think of if I've watched any movies. I mean, I watched all those TV shows. That's really it for me. Corey?
Yeah, it's the usual for me. I've not caught up on the Flash stuff yet. I mean,
Arrow. Arrow's actually been pretty good this season.
I hear some good rumblings. I still don't know if I want to invest
Flash. I'm not
going
to... don't shake your head. I'm not telling you to watch it, Tony. I'm telling you to watch The 100. Big difference here.
I'm not shaking my head because you're trying to tell me because you're not. I'm just saying...
It's not over yet.
It doesn't even matter. I'm just so done with this universe.
I've been trying to find stuff to watch, like something to get into. Like Westworld has been great.
I gotta watch that.
What about Luke Cage?
Yeah, I watched the first three episodes. And,
well, there you go.
That's like the good part. It's so kind of if you're not into it now, then just actually forget it. You know what?
Yeah.
Watch the next three, and then
we'll try to get those in this week at least. Right. But it was hard to watch stuff though this week. I had my brother up from Florida. He stayed with me the entire week, so I didn't get to watch much else. But I did do some research for Jim to find out what I could provide as viewing material for these few bets that
you researched. Oh crap! How many movies do I owe you? I wonder.
Well, right now technically it's only one. Because Last Guardian still isn't out, and Daredevil, I guess, could surprise us and show up in January.
I'm going to owe you three movies, so what do I have?
But what I have on my list here is, I'm thinking Reindeer Games might be good.
Ooh.
It's holiday theme, you know, a good Christmas movie. And then I was like, you know what? Ben?
I never really watched all that. Is that really that bad?
Well, Jim Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck, so it's bad enough.
Look at Ben Affleck. Yes, I've already seen the movie, I'm sure. It's like Good Will Hunting. Same exact role. Done.
But then I was like, oh, that's going to lead. I was like, you know what? Let's get some festive holiday spirit. So,
there's probably some pretty bad Christmas movies out there.
Yeah. I'm thinking Surviving Christmas with Ben Affleck is the one that you should
watch. Oh, God, no! More Ben Affleck? So am I watching Reindeer Games and this, or am I,
well,
what am I doing?
Surviving Christmas is the first one, and then we'll see, but that got me on,
see if I
train
survive.
Of thought. So, yeah. Oh,
Ben Affleck Christmas movie marathon. There you go, Jim.
Yeah. Did you guys get anything good on Black Friday movie-wise?
I didn't actually purchase any Black Friday movie deals this time around.
I bought like 7 or 8 of them, I guess. I mean, I picked up Jungle Book was on sale. And Jungle Book is a great Disney movie.
Yeah.
What else did I get? I got a couple of movies. The Wolverine I never owned. Mm-hmm. I like that one. That was like $3. There's a whole bunch of like
did you
little
get
$3
Deadpool for $7 or $8.
I already had Deadpool. Wow. I had Deadpool already. I got the Peanuts movie. I think that was $6 or something like that.
Probably.
What about
Apocalypse? Did you get that one?
I already had that one.
Ah.
So.
Yeah. I still need to watch that.
I got The Hateful Eight. Mm. I haven't seen The Hateful Eight yet. I got that. I got Sausage Party.
Oh, my brother was telling me a story about how his girlfriend was like, she loves all the animated films. So, like, they went to see Pets or whatever that movie mm-hmm. was, Finding Dory.
She didn't know.
And then he's like, well, why don't we see Sausage Party? And he's like, okay, yeah, it's a cute animated family film.
Oh, my God.
And then she did
what
not
was she,
appreciate
like,
that.
How, yeah, did she want to walk out?
Well, it's just I guess he told me that she didn't mind it as much until the end. The ending really grossed her out.
Oh, really?
Well, I gotta check this thing out.
I haven't seen it, so
yeah. He said, I mean, he told me what it was because I'm like, I don't care about spoilers for it, but I won't spoil it for you guys. But he said that's that point. That's when she was like, had enough.
All right. So I think that's gonna wrap up MovieCast 320. Listeners and viewers, if you have any comments or questions, write us podcast@allingeek.net. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're on YouTube. If you're not viewing us, if you are, hi. Rate us on iTunes, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter @AllYouCanGeek, and keep tuning in, and we'll keep making shows. So thanks for listening, thanks for viewing.